Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Heal It Show today. Today, I have a very important show for you. We're going to be talking about aging. We're going to be talking about how you can actually maybe even reverse your aging process. You know, aging is not a disease. It's a dynamic process. You know, it's a natural and it's not pathological. But how we age is highly influenced by our lifestyle, what we're, you know, what we're putting in our bodies, how we exercising, the environment that we created around us. You know, for some of you, your environment is a lot more powerful than your willpower. So it's really important to create the right environment, meaning having the right foods in your pantry, having the right exercise equipment in your home or at your gym. You know, it's and then creating a lifestyle that's stress free. So we can't reduce all stress, but we could definitely reduce the negative stress. And a lot of you out there are running on unconscious stress right now. You don't even know you're stressed out, but you know the symptoms of unconscious stress is that you don't have mental clarity. You're not sleeping well. Your energy is low. Things like that are happening to you. So today we're going to hopefully look at your we're going to talk about your chronological age versus your biological age. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about hormones and the impact on hormones on your body. And, of course, as I just suggested, the mind-body connection. You know, there's a lot of study out there. You know, people that have purpose, have direction, have focus, they're a lot more happy than people that don't. And people that focus on the positive and look for outcomes that the future will bring something wonderful for them, which is bringing something great for all of us, okay, if you're focused on it, that helps. That helps a lot with the healing. So we got a lot to cover today, and I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to have my very special guest. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Andy Foster, and I'm here with Dr. Jeanette Gray. And Doctor, welcome to the show.
So, thank you. Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know Jeanette, she is the internal medicine physician with over 30 years of experience. She was the medical director of the Center of Health and Well-Being for 25 years, where she pioneered approaches to integrative medicine and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. She's an avid pickleball player. This is awesome. Competes in tournaments across the U.S., demonstrating the benefits of hormone optimization in her own active lifestyle.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You've got a lot of experience around this. You know, there's a lot of people out there right now that are, you know, as I suggested in the opening, you know, they've got low energy. They've got brain fog. They've got digestive issues. They've got, you know, all kinds of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, I want to talk to you about that. What's going on here? What's happening?
Yeah, well, you know, as you mentioned, the mind-body connection, you have to always look at the whole body. As an internist, I don't just look at hormone replacement therapy. I look at the whole person. You know, do they have stress managed in their life? Are they sleeping well? Are they exercising? What's their relationships like? You know, good nutrition, medical care, toxins, right? Environmental, alcohol, tobacco, all of that's very important. And you can't just assume all these symptoms are due to hormone deficiency. However, I believe that it is we're in a really a crisis state where people are suffering from the brain fog, weight gain, low libido, fatigue, not sleeping, and it is due to hormone replacement, lack of hormone replacement therapy. So that needs to be addressed. And it's just unfortunate that for the last over two decades, since a big study came out, hormones just stopped being prescribed. And doctors now, a generation later, aren't being trained in menopause and hormone replacement therapy. And it's a real shame.
Well, sounds like a real shame. Let me ask you this. Let's just back up a little bit. So let's talk about hormones themselves, what they actually do in our body. What are the key hormones that people really need to make focus on?
Yeah, no, good question. Hormones are a very, it's a general term. I refer mostly in my book about sex hormones, and the sex hormones are estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone primarily in men and women. We both have all the hormones. Men just happen to have 10 times more testosterone than women, and women have 10 times more estrogen than men do. But we all have all the hormones, and they play a critical role in probably, you know, over 400 functions or chemical reactions in the body. They work in all the organs of the body, the brain, the heart, the bones, the skin, you name it, they play a role. So they're significant.
Mm-hmm. And when a person is out of balance, how do they realign their hormones?
Yeah, well, first of all, you got to realize you're out of balance. Sometimes people are very symptomatic, like women. When they hit menopause, oftentimes it's like a cliff. The hormones that are created in the ovaries primarily just stop production overnight. And it feels like for some women, their life just changes dramatically. They are very symptomatic, hot flashes, night sweats, irritable, not sleeping, just they don't recognize themselves. Men, on the other hand, the testosterone peaks around mid-20s to 30s and then gradually declines over the rest of their lives. And they, in fact, may not realize that they're in decline until perhaps one day they go, wow, you know, I've gained 30 pounds. I can't build muscle when I go to the gym. I'm tired all the time. I'm irritable. So I recommend in an ideal world that people get their hormone levels checked in their blood when they're around 40. So you can see when that decline is starting and you can treat them with hormones early before they not only have impacted the quality of their life, but also changing the trajectory of many significant medical conditions such as heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes.
That's very good. Overall, let me ask you this. What is your philosophy on aging? What is your philosophy?
Yeah, you know, I like to look at that graph of lifespan versus health span. You've seen that. And, you know, lifespan literally is how long you live. But health span is what quality of life are you living without disability, with a sense of well-being. And regardless of what your beliefs are, whether, you know, which one you value more, I believe that a life without, you know, joy and quality and feeling your best is not really that great. What's the point of the last decade or two of your life being spent, you know, in a wheelchair or bed or, you know, in pain all the time? So I think that, you know, longevity for me means living as long as you can, as well as you can.
Yeah, you know, I knew I grew up in a family that had my dad was obese. You know, I've got sisters and brothers that, you know, have issues with that. I've got a lot of family members, and I looked at that, and especially my grandmother. I remember she had arthritis and chronic disease, and I looked at that. I said, you know, when I grow up, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but my goal is not to have pain in my body.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean I don't get aches and pains now, but what I know is pain is just a symptom for me. It's like, oh, well, what do you got to change up now? Because mm-hmm. you got to pay attention to it, right?
Yeah, and we know that inflammation is one of the cornerstones of most diseases, whether it's heart disease, Alzheimer's, or arthritic pain. So if you can work on a diet that's less inflammatory, if you could exercise, that takes down inflammation, avoiding toxins. And then, of course, hormones all will help reduce inflammation, which ultimately allows you to age better.
Wow. Well, listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to dive in on the hormones that could actually help reduce inflammation. That would be amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, Hey everybody, this is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Dr. Jeanette Gray, and she's an internal medicine physician with over 30 years experience. All right, doctor, what are the key hormones if one wants to reduce inflammation?
Yeah, estrogen is probably the main hormone that affects inflammation. And we know that when a woman goes into menopause, as an example, that she has, you know, 2 times greater risk of having Alzheimer's or cognitive decline. And we know that estrogen is protective, neuroprotective, and it reduces inflammation. Other hormones as well, obviously cortisol, which is an adrenal hormone, but in terms of the hormones that we're going to replace, the sex hormones, estrogen is probably your primary hormone that reduces inflammation.
Very good. You know, I had a fellow on the show, doctor on my show a while back, and he was recommending progesterone 5% for men, which I thought was interesting. I'd love to get your comment on that.
Now, you know, I don't think it's been studied very much, truthfully. I have used progesterone in men because it has a calming, sedative quality to it. And sometimes when people, or in this case, a man is feeling anxious, not sleeping well, progesterone can be helpful. I'm not sure that I agree with all the indications and its global use as the doctor that was on your show. But again, a lot of things just haven't been shown yet because they haven't been studied to the degree. And you know, he obviously had years of experience and anecdotal experience. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that as well.
Yeah, he did. You watched that show or you saw that show? Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I thought it was fascinating. Yeah, I had never heard that before.
I mean, I always say to the carpenter, the world is a nail. And, you know, to some people, they focus on one thing as the, you know, it. But I do think that there is a role for it in men.
Yeah, that's good to know. Question for you. What would you say are the signs of aging we should look for at the different maybe decades, you know? I mean, or maybe decades don't even play in it. I don't know. What are the signs?
Well, what's fascinating to me is that when a woman hits menopause and she has that sudden, you know, drop off the cliff of her estrogen and progesterone, she starts aging much more rapidly. And bone density is lost at a dramatic rate. Muscle mass, you've heard of sarcopenia, is dramatic. So that's the point where things really start shifting and where you can really make an impact in both men and women's lives, but especially women at menopause.
So if a woman is experiencing this right now, I want to get to your book too, but you know, if they're experiencing this, are you still taking on patients or are you?
Yeah, I take patients. I actually retired from primary care integrative medicine after 25 years and I was enjoying it for a couple of years, but I was playing a lot of pickleball and hearing from so many people that their medical providers were not treating them for the hormone deficiencies that they clearly had. And they were suffering with the fatigue and the weight gain and the muscle loss and loss of vitality. And I really felt like I needed to get back in here and start making a difference because it's just such a game changer.
It's a game changer. With the hormones themselves, I'm just wondering I guess I'm going to go down another path with this. So what are some of the symptoms that can be relieved by the hormones that we're talking about here, especially for women?
In women, there are more than 100 different symptoms, so I'm not going to go on and on and on, but I'll tell you, weight gain is probably number one, and it's not good weight. It's weight around the belly. It's a weight of fat around the organs like the liver and the intestines, the heart even. And that's called visceral fat. And that increases your risk of diabetes, cancer, heart disease. So that's a big deal. But then the symptoms of hot flashes, night sweats, not sleeping, irritability, low libido. And then women have a lot of what we call genitourinary syndrome of menopause, where they have recurrent UTIs, vaginal dryness, pain with intercourse. It really does affect most women and most men because most men have a woman in their life.
Right. Yeah. Of course, it affects us all. Yeah. So, what? By the way, where can people get a hold of you?
Perfectbalance.health is the website. So that my practice is called Perfect Balance Health.
Perfectbalance.health?
Yes.
Well, is it perfectbalancehealth.com or?
Well, it's perfectbalance.health.
Dot health. Okay. Yes. Perfectbalance.health. I'm glad I clarified that, especially for my listening audience.
Yes.
And what are there tests that can be run? I suppose there are for the different hormone, you know, for the different areas that he addresses.
Well, and that's a good question because there are a lot of now with the internet, social media, telemedicine. There are a lot of telemedicine platforms starting to pop up that, you know, purport to treat your hormones. And all you have to do is do a questionnaire. You don't talk to anyone or do lab work and they'll ship out hormones to you. And I think that that's very poor practice of medicine. Getting lab work, looking at your estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, as well as looking at your kidney, liver, cholesterol, diabetes, thyroid hormone, and looking at the whole person so that you're making sure that not only are you treating the hormone deficiency, but you're not missing something is very important.
Well, that's very, very important. And yeah, I think there'll be more and more of that coming out. But yeah, without actual data, I'm not sure, you know.
You're guessing. You're guessing. In medicine, we say 90% of a diagnosis is made from history. And then the rest is lab and physical exam. So you have a good idea, but labs are not just about diagnosing. They're also about tracking and monitoring. So you have levels that you target that are safe and are appropriate. And then you correlate that with the symptoms and how a person's feeling.
Yeah, that's very good. By the way, do you work with like naturopaths?
My practice, I had 5 naturopaths that worked on in my office.
Oh, okay.
I love them. Yeah, I refer to them all the time. Although I've been around them for so many years now, I do practice some functional medicine, but I'd like to refer to them for sure.
Yeah, you know the functional medicine from being around them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I almost feel that if a doctor today isn't working with a functional medicine person, a naturopath, you know, they're a general practitioner or what have you. I just think that's almost, they should do that.
That's integrative medicine. You know, you have more tools in your toolbox.
Right.
It's not just a drug or a procedure. They might see an acupuncturist. They might see the naturopath. Maybe they see the chiropractor. Maybe they have a whole team.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about health. Let's get healthy here. So what is a healthy program? You know, for a woman or a man, you know, what do you suggest?
Yeah. Well, like I mentioned before, you know, in my book, I put together something I call a health and wellness wheel. Okay. And the health and wellness wheel has 8 sections to it. And of course, one of the sections is hormone replacement therapy, but we have to address the lifestyle choices, mental health, you know, chemical exposures and you still need to go to your primary care doctor. You still should get screened for cancers. You still want to get a bone density scan and not wait until you're 65 when the insurance says it's okay to get a bone scan, but get it when you're 50, when you can still change the trajectory of osteoporosis, because 50% of women that don't get on hormones develop get an osteoporotic fracture. And after a fracture, 20% of women die of complications within the year or greater. And of those people who get a fracture, about 80% of them never return to the level of quality of life and function that they had before. So osteoporosis is a good example of why it's so important to get on the hormones early. And the earlier you get on them at like menopause 50 or maybe sooner, the sooner you're going to change the trajectory of your aging and your life.
Can you over take hormones? Can you? And if so, what happens?
Well, absolutely. I mean, testosterone is probably the best example, right? For guys that, you know, they want to pump iron and get as big as they can. And they often are on hyper physiologic doses over what is safely recommended. So that's why you really do need to be followed by a medical provider that can check labs and make sure that it's being done safely and at the same time getting the most out of it.
Okay. So if someone is, you know, starting to experience these aging issues that we've talked about health issues, actually.
Yes.
Can it be reversed?
Yes. Well, a good example is when a woman enters menopause and her estrogen drops significantly, rapidly, we see increase in cholesterol, LDL cholesterol. We can see increased insulin resistance, which leads to diabetes. So right there, you go on estrogen and you can see a drop in cholesterol, a drop in blood sugar or insulin resistance. And you've just prevented potentially heart disease down the line. So yes, you can. And then osteoporosis. We used to think, oh, you know, once you had loss of bone, you were lucky to just maintain it. But studies are showing that with estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, that we're actually reversing osteoporosis in a lot of women.
That's really good to know. You know, I've heard it be said that you can build muscle at any age, but I guess you have to have the right hormones, the right balance to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. Testosterone plays a big role in muscle development, both in men and women. And that's one of the big complaints is, you know, both men and women, they go, you know, I can't build muscle. I'm flabby and I'm doing everything I did like I did before and nothing's happening or I'm losing it. You know, and there's no need to wait until you've lost muscle mass and now you're weak and you're more fragile. And that's when if people fall and now they also have osteoporosis, that's when they get a fracture or injure themselves.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your book. I want to take a deep dive in the truth about sex hormones. So we'll be right back and we'll be talking about that. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and today I'm talking with Dr. Jeanette Gray. All right. You've got this amazing book out. In fact, the title is what caught me, and I saw it. Oh, The Truth About Sex Hormones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is the truth about sex hormones?
Well, let me show you the pretty cover.
Oh, beautiful.
There it is. Well, the reason I named it that is because, you know, there are books out there on menopause. There are books out there on testosterone, but I wanted a book that really said what we're talking about. And those are the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone primarily. And I also, you know, again, like I was saying, playing pickleball and people asking me the same questions and I'm answering the same answers. And I realized I need to get this in writing so that at least I can spread the word and help people understand the philosophy of using hormone replacement therapy for better aging and longevity. And in the book, I tie together, you know, the fact that if you are on hormones and you are also implementing good lifestyle choices, as we mentioned, nutrition, exercise, mental health, that you can age better and potentially live longer.
You know, you've been doing this a long time, so I want to ask you, and I don't know if this is in the book or not, but what stops people from having, you know, healthy lifestyles?
And
how would you, well, what's your opinion on that?
Well, one is that the medical model is a disease model. It's one of what's broken, and then when it's broken, here's a pill or a procedure. As much as the rhetoric is about prevention, it's not true prevention and the truest sense. You know, true prevention is implementing lifestyle changes, lifestyle choices, hormone replacement therapy before there is a disease. And I gave the example of osteoporosis where, you know, the medical model doesn't check you until you're 65. Well, you've been over 10 years as a woman past menopause. And if you weren't on estrogen, you probably have osteoporosis. So it's a very much a disease model. And then the other big factor that plays a role, at least with hormone replacement therapy, was the Women's Health Initiative, the study that came out back in 2002. And it basically was a very, it was a landmark study, but it was very flawed. And unfortunately, the hysteria spread that hormones cause increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and breast cancer. And pretty much overnight, hormone replacement therapy stopped. and it affected men getting testosterone as well. And now, two decades later, people still are fearful of hormones causing cancer.
Interesting. You know, I've heard it said, this is a very simple model, but there's only one disease, and the disease is toxicity in the body. And whether or not that's 100% accurate, there's probably some truth to that. I'm just wondering, though, if a person is continuing to, let's say, have a poor diet with no exercise, and then you're doing hormone therapy, what do you say about that? You know?
Yeah, no, that's why I emphasize over and over again, lifestyle choices and doing, you know, eating well and exercise. And exercising is probably the one best thing anybody can do for longevity and quality of life. It's shown to decrease mortality from all causes. However, it's a good point. I mean, I think the hormones can still help slow down, prevent heart disease, osteoporosis, cancers, but it's not going to mitigate all the damage you're doing with all the, you know, poor choices.
Yeah, I know for me, you know, when I was first kind of waking up to eating healthy, I had a fellow that was teaching people how to shop. And I took his class, and he took me to, I think it was Whole Foods or one of them. And, you know, he showed me, actually, no, we just went to Albertsons at the time, I think it was.
Yeah.
And he showed me what to eat and how to, you know, what to pick. Because yeah. I really didn't know. I don't think a lot of people know what to eat and what's even healthy because of media.
And then you have advertisements of, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs, and you know, it's capitalism. You sell more food if it tastes good, and tastes good if you put, you know, fructose and salt and chemicals. So unfortunately, you know, sort of like finances, you know, if you're not educated early on, it's hard to change habits.
It is, but I think you can change habits at any age. That's what I mean.
Absolutely.
As a mindful coach over the many 30 right. years that I've been doing it. So
I agree. And that's why I have the wheel, because I try to break it down, you know, the different things that a person has control over, yep. you know, so you can start on the wheel in nutrition, or maybe it's exercise, and you can do a little bit here, a little bit there. And as that picture comes together, you go, wow, you know, and then you have biomarkers. You can check your cholesterol. You can check your diabetic marker. You can check your bone density. You could check something called coronary calcium score, which is plaque in the heart. So there are biomarkers that also can excite people, because they can go, wow, when I, you know, did this, this happened. So it's getting people excited and advocating and involved with their healthcare.
Well, I love that. So, you know, I just want to challenge my listeners here on a couple levels. Number one, I'd like you to go over to Amazon and get The Truth About Sex Hormones. The Truth About Sex Hormones. Read that book. Contact Dr. Jeanette if this is appropriate for you. And I'd also like to challenge you to a 90-day challenge, a 90-day reset. Would you really take the next 90 days and you start to think about what you would like your health to be like 90 days from now? Right. What is what is your weight you want to have? What kind of energy do you want to have? What kind of sleep do you want to have? Right. You know, what are you going to do? You know, what kind of exercise you want to have? Just take 90 days, focus your attention, and start taking action every day. You know, some of you, and I'll just mention this, a lot of people stop because of excuses, right? They think, well, this is going to be hard. I don't know if I can do it. I don't have the time to do it, all that. And I would just ask you to question your excuses, okay? Ask yourself, are they really true? You know, and how do you know they're true? You know, how do you know it's going to be difficult? What if it's not difficult? Right. What if it's just one day at a time you start doing what you want to commit to do? To get better health. So I just have to put that out there because I think it's really important.
But I can tell you, you know, when there is a true hormone deficiency, you know, and you can take a man, for example, that his testosterone is gradually decreasing. Maybe he's in his mid 50s and he's gotten to a point where he's not sleeping well. He's gained weight. He's fatigued. It's hard. There's inertia. It's hard to change that direction, that momentum. And sometimes starting on testosterone, starting to feel a little more vigor, feeling a little bit better, then you say, okay, I'm feeling a little stronger, a little more energy. I'm going to do that first step at the gym. And now it's an upward cycle.
Everybody's at different levels. And, you know, if that's where your level is, then, you know, you set your 90-day goal. You say, I'm going to take my first step. Okay. I'm going to call my doctor. I'm going to call Dr. Jeanette. I'm going to get her book. You take your first step for you.
Right.
And you start to visualize what the future will be for you in the future.
Yeah, it's very individual.
It's very individual. And what I know is this, though, you know, for me, pain is a great motivator. Okay. Right. And, you know, I know I've learned by, you know, doing triathlons and things like that in my life that, you know, you can feel the pain to make the change. And if you want to feel the pain, it's okay. You know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard.
Right.
Okay. But the rewards are
exponential. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is if you put in the time and effort now, you won't be putting in the time and effort down the road. And I see so many people, I go visit doctors' offices, you know, I talk to the doctors on these shows, you know, there are people that are just into the doctor's offices constantly, right? Oh, that doesn't, my audience, not like that to be you. I don't want that to be you. And all you have to do is take that first step.
That's well, you know, the other thing is finding the motivation, whether it's within you or maybe it's external. Maybe you want to be around in 20 years for your grandkids, or maybe you want to do that first marathon. You know, if you can find a goal, you know, that can be helpful too, right?
Oh, it's very helpful. In fact, you know, what I'd suggest is what you just suggested. Sit down and ask, why is it important for me? Mm-hmm. Why is it important for my family? Why is it important maybe for my soul's evolution? But why is it important for you to take these steps? And I think if you'll answer that first, get the real reason why you want to do this, your why will drive you. And then set your goal, the 90-day goal, I think you'll be on the right track. Mm-hmm. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I want to know a little bit more about the truth about sex hormones, your book, and I want to know what the benefits my audience will receive by reading that book. So we'll be right back, and we'll talk about that.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and we are having fun today with a little tech stuff going on. But anyway, I'm glad you're here with me. I'm here with Dr. Jeanette Gray, and she is a seasoned internal medicine physician, and she's got a great book out right now. It's called The Truth About Sex Hormones, which you already know because you've been listening to my show. All right. So what are the great benefits? You know, let's say 3 to 5 benefits of people that are going to read your book and walk away with.
Well, first of all, I wanted a book that was easy to read, got to the point, educated people about why hormones are so important. But in addition to that, it's also learning to advocate for yourself in the medical system, knowing what to ask for, knowing what to expect, and not accepting one size fits all. We are all individuals. Everybody's approach is unique. And so those are like the main take home messages. And I have some vignettes. There's like 8 stories in there, different people that either, you know, go to the doctor and they're told nothing's wrong because, you know, they got labs done, but they didn't get the right labs. Or a big issue is the reference ranges for labs are considered normal. And if you fall in that normal range, then that nothing is wrong. Well, normal is not necessarily optimal. And that is another big take-home lesson.
I really like that what you just said, that normal is not optimal.
Yeah.
And that also begs for what we said earlier, you know, it's important to have history with a physician so that you have records and they can, you know, track what you're doing. You can't have history if you're not going in once a year at least. You know, Let me just say this. I've come across doctors, and I've come across a lot of stories of people that have gone to doctors, and they said, you know, you will not be cured. You will not be cured. This is incurable. And then they went out and found other doctors, and they got cured. Okay. So I just say that because I think I just want to piggyback on what you're saying. If somebody tells you this is incurable, you know, always get a second, third, fourth opinion,
right?
And make sure that you realize that you believe, if a doctor says, I can't heal you, believe him. He can't heal you. That's okay.
Yeah.
There are other people that can. Most
right. Right. Well, the challenge is, again, you know, with the traditional medical doctor is we are trained, as I was, in the disease model. And so when you go and you go, I feel fatigue, I'm not sleeping, I'm irritable, I'm gaining weight, and they check the standard, you know, labs and everything looks normal, they go, I'm sorry, but, you know, everything looks fine. You don't have thyroid problem. You don't have this. And, you know, it's normal aging. Well, people walk out either believing it or just discouraged and then do nothing else. And there's so much you can do, like you were saying, you know, in lifestyle, everything.
Well, I would even question, you know, I think what normal is for, you know, body weight and body fat, that type of thing today. I know that's changed over the years. I mean, it's gone up, you know.
Now you have to question, where do these reference ranges come from? How did we arrive at a lot of these things, you know?
Yeah. And well, here's all I know. I'm a very simple guy. If it's not working, I figure out how to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. If I have pain in my body, I figure, oh, you know, if I'm a runner, I got to, you know, adjust my gait. I got to get new shoes. Maybe I've twisted something. I've got to get it checked out. I mean, it's like we could be really simple. If it's not working, then fix it.
Right.
You know, but the problem is a lot of us have a high threshold of pain and think that it's normal to have pain in your body.
Right.
And it's just not true.
No, the body's talking to you. You got to listen to it.
Yeah, our body. I believe it's even deeper than that, doctor. I think it's our soul is talking to us through our mind.
Yeah.
You know, and it's this place where, you know, if you've got pain, it's your next level to grow. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, okay, I've got this on. I've talked to so many people that have had, quote, incurable diseases now that have that are alive, right? And, you know, they had to cure themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Right.
And, you know, and anyway, I just got to throw that.
Well, it's humbling because I think we really know less than we know, and we don't know what we don't know. And you really have to just be humbled with the universe and accept that.
100%. And find a great physician like Dr. Jeanette Gray. That's what I know. Yeah. I think you've done an outstanding show, and I'm really happy for us. Couple more thoughts. I want to get on your racket, your pickleball a little bit.
Yes. Oh, pickleball, yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to get personal with you for a minute. So how often are you playing your pickleball?
Well, you know, I probably play about 4 or 5 times a week for 2 to 3 hours.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
And then let me introduce you to Dr. Pickle.
Oh, doctor.
The body's a pickleball.
I love it.
No, you know, and that's what I tell patients. It's like, if you can find an activity, a sport, something where you're moving your body, you know, for hours, you know, hopefully you don't realize you're even exercising. And with pickleball, you're also getting the socialization. You're sharing with people. You're just experiencing life. So you're really getting a lot more than just exercise.
Yeah. So you get a great workout, you get your social connection, you get to feel good about yourself. Do you ever compete in competition at all?
Yeah, I've been in tournaments. I got gold in 4.0 this year. So I've been, you know, working myself up that ladder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I have another one of my buddies in San Diego. His name is Neil, and he's doing what you're doing. He's 5, 6 days a week. And
yeah, you know, it's not uncommon. It's I would say a little addicting, but in a good way, I think.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we got a lot of special people.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you're listening to the show today and you don't have a consistent exercise program, what the doctor is saying and I'm saying is that, you know, again, sit down, take some time, get quiet with yourself for a minute, And just ask yourself, well, you know, what if I could do, if I could exercise, if I could do anything, what would it be? You know, whether it's hiking or biking, right, swimming or jogging or, you know, go pickleball or tennis or, you know, there's.
And it's never too late. I mean, I teach pickleball to beginners, and I had a 74-year-old just starting pickleball, you know, and she was having fun and excited. And it's a game that you can play even if maybe you have a bad knee or a bum hip.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't start, I was sedentary until I was 42, you know, and that's where I started, you know, running again and biking and then doing triathlons. So, you know, and I've been doing those for decades. So
not too late. Never too late.
Never too late. Yeah, that's a good message. All right. Well, we're almost complete here today.
All right.
But what final thoughts would you have for our audience today?
I think to really know that you too deserve to be as healthy as you can be, and there's no reason why you can't be healthier than you are.
I love that. Yeah, no reason. And the book is, again, The Truth About Sex Hormones, Dr. Jeanette Gray. And I hope all of my audience will get that on Amazon. Dr. Gray, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a pleasure.
Been a great show. Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Listen, you can subscribe to all of our shows on YouTube if you'd like. It would be wonderful if you could do that. And I'll tell you why it's wonderful, okay? Because you get to share on YouTube with your family, your friends, and people that you love so that we can all uplift and upshift ourselves. If you go to youtube.com/ at the @ The Courage Network, youtube.com/The Courage Network. That's where you can subscribe to get all of our shows. And we hope that you'll tell your family about this show, about your friends and people that you really care about. So I touched on really quick before I closed the show. I touched on healing starts with a purpose, with a goal, and then with understanding that we get to heal on several different levels, right? Most people are just thinking that they have to heal just on the physical level. Well, if you watch this show, you'll find out that many of the psychiatrists, psychologists, wellness practitioners, and people of that nature come on this show and they tell you, listen, there's a mental emotional component to it. In fact, a lot of those people tell us is about, you know, 80-90% of all disease is caused by emotional baggage that has not been healed. It's that we're holding on to. So I want you to remember that when you're going through this healing process. There's also another piece. If you watch my shows, you know that there's a spiritual component to this, right? And as I mentioned on the show today, there's a part of us that can use the pain or use the disease to transform our lives and upshift ourselves into higher levels of understanding, awareness, consciousness, so that we can ascend to greater ways of being in this world. And being is what I mean, just being still, being yourself, letting yourself feel the joy of the spirit flowing through you. Hard to feel joy when you're in pain, when you're suffering. You know, and I know some of you are suffering right now and you feel like it's going to last forever. It won't. It won't if you follow the key formulas that we're giving you on the Heal It Show. So that's it for me. From my heart to yours, I pray that this is the week you make the commitment to turn it around. Take care.